Hi, this is Letitia, and yes, the statistics are staggering. 50% of marriages end in divorce. My question is, what's going on with the other 50%? How many of them are permanently separated, living in the same house, but separate lives, open marriages? How many are consistently unfaithful, being abused, but they're still hanging on to that piece of paper? The question I really want answered is, how many married folks are just plain and simply happy? It astonishes me to think about all the methods, devices, programs, games, and websites that have been created, including this one, to get people together. Everything from blind dating to speed dating. What do we have to strengthen those relationships, to keep them strong and growing? Now, I hope that no one said Dr. Phil, because by the time you get to the experts, there's already a problem in the relationship. As I see it, too many of us are treating our relationships like our jobs instead of like a career choice. Think about it. We look in the paper, do a little search online, or hear about a prospect from a friend. We fix up our resumes or ourselves to look a certain way to get the attention of the prospect, and we put it out there. Then we wait. And we wait. Now, some of us only go after one prospect. Others put out multiple fielders to increase our chances of finding the right one. Then there's the first meeting. We put on our best clothes, face, and behavior, hoping to make a lasting impression. We're just trying to get our foot in the door. Bingo! We're in. Now what? After the initial honeymoon stage, our appearance goes from putting our best foot forward to thinking out loud, shoot, they better be happy I'm wearing shoes. We start living paycheck to paycheck, day to day, and just waiting for the next big or best thing to come along, forgetting the reason why we took on the responsibility in the first place. You know people that go from job to job, relationship to relationship, or people that stay at a job or with someone that they obviously don't enjoy for so long because it's easier than looking for something else? Well, how should it be? Well, in Letitia's utopia, we still find the prospect the same way, by referrals, research, and dumb luck. However, we must do our homework, our due diligence. We put all the effort at the front end to get in the door, and at the back end to get out. We do very little in the middle. Much like we would do with our career that we love, we must take refresher courses, invest in the latest technology to continue to stimulate our minds, bodies, and spirits. Most importantly, we must continue to communicate. At work, there are daily memos and progress reports to tell us about our challenging areas and things that need improvement. We get incentives and bonuses, not just annual reviews. What do you think about yearly relationship evaluations and self-evaluations? This could be a way of keeping track of our goals and aspirations individually as well as a couple. Even though men and women are from the same planet, we do think and process things differently. We need to keep talking to each other, and also, don't forget to shut up and really listen, too. Perhaps the problem with relationships today is that too many of us are treating them like jobs that we work instead of businesses that we own. This is Letitia. Gotta go to work. I love my job.